美国神韵国际艺术团于12月19日晚在全球巡回演出的第二站加拿大首都渥太华的首场演出再次震撼了渥太华主流社会，观众全体起立长时间鼓掌，神韵艺术家们谢幕两次。下面我们来看一看记者朱峰从现场发回的报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团星期一晚上在加拿大首都渥太华国家艺术中心的首场演出拉开了神韵在加拿大34场演出的序幕。神韵2012年的全新节目给渥太华的观众带来惊喜和感动。
观众们认为神韵是他们收到的最佳圣诞礼物。
It's the perfect time to come see it during the Christmas season, so it was perfect.
I think it puts us in the mood for Christmas, actually. It was fantastic.
加拿大国会议员布莱特·格鲁兹是第一次看神韵，彻底为舞台上的流光溢彩而倾倒。
It's just fantastic, amazing. I was so thrilled with what I saw. It's unbelievable. I wish everyone in Canada could see it. It's that amazing.
神韵的制作全方位地震撼着观众的感官和心灵。
That was very different. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was so much aerial work, and quite athletic.And it was very expressive. I liked how it could do all the different emotions. It did it from very funny to very sad, very deep. And especially how it could take a modern story and a traditional story, and they were told beautifully. It was wonderful.
Well, they were able to blend the live action performance with the computerized imagery. They blended it together and made it seem very entertaining. And that in combination with the music was very nice.
And in the theater production that it can talk to all of us and brings us a little bit closer to God. And I'll be honest, I'm a Christian, but at the same time, I can see God in all of that in the people that are on stage.
已经有观众迫不及待要看明年的演出了。
I can't wait till next year actually to see the next show.Because it is, it's something out of this world.
美国神韵国际艺术团还将从星期二至星期五连演四场。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大渥太华报道。
当地时间19号晚8点，美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大首都渥太华拉开了东部六个城市24场演出的序幕。渥太华市市长专程发来贺信，欢迎神韵再次莅临。
美国神韵艺术团在加拿大巡回演出的第一站是首都渥太华，这也是神韵第六次莅临渥太华。市长万金斯连续两年向神韵发出贺信，恭贺神韵重返渥太华。万金斯在贺信中说，我非常荣幸地代表市议员欢迎您到国家艺术中心来欣赏真正的艺术奇观神韵演出。从5000年中国传统文化中汲取灵感的中国舞蹈及音乐的完美结合，可以表达出对一个富有美德、尊重和荣耀的国家的敬仰。12月19日至23日，国家艺术中心将成为中国文化的聚焦之地。此前加拿大总理哈珀也连续第九次给神韵发来贺信，总督约翰斯顿以及一名部长肯尼、国务部长奥康纳等多位联邦部长也纷纷致信祝贺神韵取得的卓越成就。渥太华是加拿大第四大城市，拥有独特的文化个性和优美的城市风光，与魁北克省隔河相望。在渥太华赫尔地区可以同时领略魁北克的法国风格和安大略的英式情调。
作为首都，渥太华是加拿大的政治中心，著名的国会山庄就是加拿大联邦政府的所在地。从国会山步行2分钟就到了加拿大的国家艺术中心。在这里呢，从今天晚上开始，美国神韵国际艺术团将连续演出5场，在圣诞节期间为渥太华的观众带来节日的祝福。新唐人记者乔安，加拿大渥太华报道。
圣诞节来临，为亲朋好友选些什么样的礼物，既能代表心意，又能物超所值呢？在加拿大首都渥太华，越来越多的人找到了最佳选择，那就是带着亲朋好友一起来看神韵。
埃德姆太太带着女儿娜塔莉来看神韵，看完之后似乎仍然无法相信自己看到了如此美妙的演出。
Choreography is fantastic. The music is good. And of course the dancers are unreal. We're not used to see this type of talent. I really enjoy this. It's so professional that we cannot take our eyes out of this show. It's fantastic.
It's a nice experience to see the culture from China. I think it's a beautiful experience. We're really enjoying the show. It's a Christmas gift for my mom, and so we're very thankful to be here.
在大学就职的凯根女士同样选择把观看神韵作为送给两个女儿的圣诞礼物。看过神韵之后，她为新的一年找到了动力。
It's a good message going into the new year, sort of, you know, keeping peace and keeping with tradition and heritage and sort of not give up, you know, if there's rough times. So definitely a good motivation for going into the new year.
弗莱泽一家祖孙三代一同来观看神韵。身为外祖母的弗莱泽太太为一家七口买了高价票作为圣诞礼物。
We loved the show. It was fantastic. As I said, we went to many Broadway shows in New York City and Toronto, and we also went to and seen the Nutcracker here last year, and this, I think, tops them all. We found there was a lot of positive messages in the show. Be good to one another.As it indicated on there, there's a lot of terrible things that happen in the world. But I think that if everyone, you know, does their part in being kind to each other and, you know, and praying for people that have gone through disasters.
Very graceful, very beautiful. We like the music, the bamboo flutes and things. It was awesome, quite unique.It's a wonderful experience. We highly recommend it.
像这样举家观看神韵的观众在渥太华数不胜数。在这座城市，看神韵已经成为很多家庭欢度新年的传统，为彼此献上最美好的祝福。新唐人记者乔安，渥太华报道。
12月22日，美国神韵国际艺术团在渥太华的第四场演出圆满落幕。演出的巨大能量和节目所传递的内涵继续全方位地震撼着渥太华观众的感官和心灵。
来自魁北克的马克·奥里维第一次看神韵，完美的演出超乎了他的想象。
Moi j'ai trouvé ça vraiment intéressant, surtout les effets visuels, tous les éventails, la soie dans le fond, je sais pas comment l'appeler. Je trouve ça très impressionnant, puis il y a une belle diversité.Autant comme il y a des petites pièces plus humoristiques, il y en a d'autres où c'est très sérieux, le ténor, j'ai trouvé ça impressionnant, j'avais jamais vu ça, des choses comme ça. Ben, un message de paix, de bonheur, puis d'harmonie, je pense, c'est un petit peu ça, je pense, qui est véhiculé par Shen Yun.
Michel est un étudiant de la Université de Shen Yun, Shen Yun, le professeur de la musique,
I can hear it, they're really professional musicians, which I find impressive. Pipa and the Eru is really, I'm really happy they included that. It must be very difficult.I mean, blending all those instruments, it really takes a professional to do that. Oh, the composing, it's very well written for each and every segment of the show. I find it's perfectly written, really. For each movement of the dancers, it's perfectly choreographed as well between the dancers and the musicians. It's like...They're in perfect harmony. It would certainly be in the top of my list. I'd recommend it to all my friends.
罗娜与丈夫一同来看演出，在惊叹中国古典舞高难度技巧的同时，更感受到神韵的内涵与能量。
It resembled a lot of beauty and a lot of spirituality in it, and it was great. Yeah, so it gives you a kind of like healing inside, and we learned a lot through that.
Oh, there's huge energy, huge, with all the participants, all the dancers are just full of energy.
星期五，神韵国际艺术团在渥太华国家艺术中心还将有最后一场演出。新唐人记者乔安，渥太华报道。
加拿大首都渥太华的神韵演出进入了第三天。神韵的美名在渥太华越传越广，很多主流人士慕名前来，想一睹世界第一秀的风采。下面我们来听一听一位当地艺术家观赏神韵的感受。
渥太华艺术家塞利亚拉山第一次看神韵，走出剧院时禁不住连声赞叹。
I found it so moving. It was fabulous. The artistry, all of it, the music and...The performers were, you know, all the ribbons and then the story behind everything and the message it's telling us to be able to express ourselves freely and our beliefs, to really be able to have our beliefs and live by them. It was wonderful.
拉山说，他从神韵中看到了平时人们忽视的信息。
Whatever your personal beliefs are, and these beliefs that they're talking about in this show is the ancient Chinese beliefs. And I think that, you know, they're so important. They're what got us here. We shouldn't leave them aside.
拉山尤其喜欢舞剧《杨门女将》中刻画的威武英姿的女性形象。
They have their grace and elegance and their own strength. When it was time for that woman, her husband had died, to lead on the troops, she picked up her whatever she needed, her strength and her courage. She put it on and she went about her duties.
拉山说，神韵蕴含的信息太丰富，只有亲身去看演出才能体会到它的奥妙。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大渥太华报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大首都渥太华的精彩演出震撼了主流社会。在全球经济普遍不景气的今天，看过神韵的商界精英们为之精神振奋。
身为国际著名大公司副总裁的艾迪·莫林，过去几年一再错过观看神韵演出，今年他终于如愿以偿，说起神韵滔滔不绝。
The colors are just spectacular, and the choreography is just unbelievable. You know, the precision and the way that things come in and out of the screen, very well done. Well, we sort of, you know, get on with the participating. You feel like you're part of the group. You know, it's very colorful, so it brings a lot of joy. It's a good time at Christmas to see that kind of color around, so that's great.
凯尔斯是加拿大知名连锁商业机构的总裁，对神韵之美大为赞叹，说起神韵对人心灵的提升更是感触颇深。
Well, the choreography was great, but watching traditional Chinese dance, something we're not used to, so it was great to see it.I thought those were interesting, actually. I liked how the characters would come down and then the people would pop up. That part was good. Well, that was uplifting. It's a very, a warm show, makes you feel good when you leave. I feel it lifts one's spirits, because as you think about the thousands of years of history, and over we go through and deal with the same issues, and we each find our ways to deal with it.
神韵国际艺术团将在渥太华演出到这个星期五。新唐人记者乔安，加拿大渥太华报道。
加拿大前资深外交官麦克亚当是个十足的神韵迷，每年都会带着太太前来观赏全新的神韵节目。他表示，乐见神韵复兴了中华传统文化。
这是加拿大前资深外交官麦克亚当第六次看神韵。他说，神韵真正复兴了中华文化，这是演出触动人心的原因。
It was dazzling, it was charming and exquisite. It's a fabulous show. I think everybody of any age would enjoy.
麦克亚当说，观众全体起立鼓掌，表达对神韵的喜爱，是因为演出体现了人类的普世价值。
Love versus evil, which is again a very universal idea. People dance and music has always been part of every culture, and these values are so important to every culture. And you're showing how this has been a part of China for 5,000 years. Whereas it shows the happiness that's there, the love that's there, the creation, which is so important for any society to survive.
太太玛丽是前联邦政府高级官员，也是地道的神韵迷。
You quite enjoy that. The choreography, the way it was all done in the show was very nice. It gave the message that it's a high spiritual being beyond the dance in there.
夫妇俩说，很高兴看到每年渥太华的神韵秀都是满场，说明人们多么的喜爱这个代表正统中华文化的演出。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大渥太华报道。
星期四晚间，美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大首都渥太华上演了第四场演出。观众感受到了演出中的能量，演出中所传递的仁义、善良等精神价值也引起他们的强烈共鸣。来看记者朱峰的报道。
观众们说，神韵演出给他们留下的是终生难忘的美好回忆。
It was just magnificent, just marvelous, very spiritual, very open. The creativity is just beyond what somebody can ever imagine. Oh, wow. Everything that I saw, all the good energy, all the good thoughts, all the things that I can say, it's empowerment. And there's so many things that we can do.
家国意大利专业人士协会主席米利托说，他看到了真正的中国，也学会从另一个角度看世界。
Just the performance itself, it's something I've never seen before. As I said, it's a different dimension when you look at the world itself, everything that's happening in the world today, and that the world at large should know a lot more about what's going on out there.
而对于神韵的主题，圣路易斯这样解读。
There's so many things that people don't think about, and with the values, and I think that it's always the good and the evil, and it's a battle constantly, and it's an ongoing thing all the time, and there's so much work still to be done.
演出中呈现的价值观，圣路易斯认为恰恰是当今世界最需要的。
People need to have the spiritual values and to have all the different openings that it can bring to us, and to continue to say that we value society, people. It's the future. It's where we're going.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大渥太华报道。
神韵国际艺术团在渥太华的第二场演出，加拿大前外交部亚太司司长及国会议员大卫·乔高再次携家人前来观看，第六次被神韵精湛的表演所折服。请看来自渥太华的报道。
演出结束之后，乔高兴奋地走出剧场，全新的节目让多次看过神韵的乔高再次感到震撼。
Six years coming to this show, and I've seen it in different cities.I think this was the best I've seen. The dancing was over the top. It was so good. They're so precise. Nobody's out of step. And the costumes, I think, were the best I've ever seen. The singing was beautiful. It touches your senses. It touches your spirit. It touches your soul. It touches your heart. It touches all the things that are really important. Your mind, your eyes, it touches your senses. It's just phenomenal.
对乔高来说，神韵不仅表演精湛，更能提升观众的心灵，因而他希望更多的人能够来观看演出，亲身体会神韵给人带来的美好。
Well, they can get a very good sense of classical Chinese dancing and history and things that I'm sure most non-Chinese wouldn't know. They get a real sense of the culture that we never see when we go to China. You get a whole different dimension of China. That's what's unique about it. You see China as it could be, as it should be, as I think it will be. So it's not a show for women or men or children. It's a show for everybody. In short, it's the best show that I've seen. And I can hardly wait till next year.
新唐人记者乔安，加拿大渥太华报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大首都渥太华的演出受到了当地主流人士的推崇。前海军军官尼克尔·基拉尔德表示，他好像感觉到人类将走向新纪元。
精美的演出令军官出身的吉拉尔德感动不已，他感受到神韵传达着神圣的信息，唤醒人们对人生真谛的共鸣。
It's an eternal pursuit of eternity.And mystical messages of life and research of the truth, pursuit of the truth, the whole theme of renewal into the world, faith, hope, and renewal for the human beings, for the humanity.
吉拉尔德说，神韵的歌词展现的内涵最令他感动。
We must never impede the freedom of human beings to create and to also communicate with the creator. It's very nice to see that freedom can prevail.
意犹未尽的他表示还想再来观赏神韵。新唐人记者朱峰、蓝军，加拿大渥太华报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大渥太华的首场演出让第一次观看神韵的观众大为惊喜，在惊叹于世界第一秀的艺术造诣的同时，更表示要将神韵广为传播，让更多的人感受到神韵的美好。
对于第一次观看神韵演出的纳耶尔和丈夫，神韵演出是儿子孝敬他们的圣诞礼物。
We came to the show because we heard about it a lot and we love it. It's so beautiful. Everything comes together very well. You can't separate them. And what's amazing, it's when the picture comes in the back and then the animation comes in real life, it's very innovative. It's beautiful.Actually, our children bought us the tickets as Christmas gifts. But I would love them to be here because they will enjoy it so much. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
同样是第一次看神韵的奥利弗看完演出倍感兴奋。
Amazing. I love the dancing and the costumes are beautiful. I wish I could just take some home and wear them. It's beautiful. I love...You know, all the movements are just so intricate and it's so graceful and delightful. It's really nice. It's my first time ever. I saw it on TV before, but never live, just in front of me. It's amazing. Tomorrow I'm going to work telling everyone about it. I'm going to tweet about it and go on Facebook about it and tell everyone. Yeah. Yeah. How much I love it. Yeah.
在渥太华，像这样将神韵演出口耳相传的人越来越多。在寒冷的冬天，神韵热正在加拿大首都蔓延开来。新唐人记者乔安，加拿大渥太华报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大首都渥太华已经演出了两场，两个多小时的演出带领观众畅游天上人间，古今中外各个时代生动地展现在舞台上，再次赢得全体观众起立鼓掌，久久不愿离开。
神韵的一个个舞蹈和舞剧带领观众穿梭于时间隧道，从不同朝代的演绎到当今的中国，经历了一次梦幻之旅。
Well, I would recommend that people come and see the show. I think it's wonderful. It's a great cultural event. Costumes are beautiful. Dancing is impressive. And the story that's mixed in with it is fascinating.
I'm on vacation in China. That's the theme. I can't describe it. I'm in heaven. I can't describe it.
I love the theme. It was wonderful. The years of civilization going through all of the years. And it was absolutely fabulous.
无论是动感逼真的天幕、中西合璧的现场乐队，还是中国古典舞的高难度技巧等，神韵舞台制作的每个细节无不令观众称为奇观。
Yeah, actually, I like the baritone. He had a very powerful voice. It was very compelling.
Well, it's quite different, but it's very, very beautiful. And the way they're using the screen and the special effects.Are quite outstanding.
Everything was this time right. Everybody did their dancing and everything. And you didn't have to visualize. Everything was done there for you.
The synchronization of the dancers, the fact that when they jumped, they were all the same height. It was phenomenal. The strength that they must have in their legs to do so.
很多观众从神韵中更领悟到人生的意义。也许正是这个原因，去年看了四遍神韵的罗伯特，今年还准备再看五场。
Yeah, everybody's struggling for an understanding and why we're here. And the lady that first sung, spoke to my heart.
观众们表示，他们会马上告诉亲友，不要在圣诞节前错过观赏世界第一秀的机会。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大渥太华报道。